Hallelujah. Peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与喜乐与大家同在。
Praise and thank God, have guided us through the last day of spiritual convocation.
很感谢神的带领，让我们能够进行到今天是最后一天的灵恩布道会。
And we hope through the spiritual convocation that we can grow in faith and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那希望透过灵恩会所学到的道理，我们能够对神有更加的认识。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the true and living God.
我们知道主耶稣基督他是又真又活的神。
Because of the seven proclamation.
那也因着他所告诉我们的七项的宣告。
He said, I am the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮。
And whoever follow me shall never hunger.
所以你们跟随我的永远不至于饥饿。
And whoever believe in me shall never thirst.
那你们相信我的也不会口渴。
And he also proclaimed that he is the light of the world.
那他也说我是世上的光。
Whoever follow him should not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
那跟随我的不会有走在黑暗，反而是走在光明当中。
He also proclaimed that he is the door.
那他也说他是门。
If anyone go through him, they will be safe.
所以经过他的就会得到拯救。
And they can go in and out and find pastures.
如果透过他就能够得到青草地。
This morning we'll continue to learn that he is the shepherd.
那我们今天要来学的是，他说我是好牧人。
A shepherd will die for his sheep.
那好的牧人呢，会为他的羊群而牺牲而死亡。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 10.
我们请看约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
Actually, the reason I did not put that Jesus is a good shepherd because he's not only just a good shepherd.
那原因我没有特别的强调耶稣是好牧人因为耶稣不仅仅是牧人。
Because in the Bible stated that Jesus is the good shepherd.
在圣经上写着耶稣是好牧人。
He is a great shepherd.
那他是非常伟大的牧人。
And he is a chief shepherd.
那他是牧羊人之首。
So they use three adjectives to describe our Lord Jesus Christ, how he is a shepherd.
所以有这三种不同的形容词来形容耶稣是怎么样子的牧羊人。
Because a good shepherd is different from a great shepherd.
那因为一般还好的牧人是比非常伟大的牧人是不一样的。
And a good and great shepherd is different from a cheap shepherd.
那好跟很好。还有这个牧羊人之手是不一样的。
Because each title he possesses, there's something that he must do according to that title.
那因为不同的头衔，会让他有采取不同的行动。
So that's why here in chapter 10, verse 11.
所以我们来看约翰福音第十章的第十一节。
He said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep."
所以说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
So how wonderful this is.
这是何等的美善。
Because if we eat the word of God, yeah, if we eat the word of God,
如果我们能够吃下神的话
，and fill ourselves with His word, if we fill ourselves with His word, fill ourselves with His word,
okay, 那也
Just eating food you get full, right? Eating the word of God, we also can get full spiritually.
如果我们吃了他的话，而且能够让我们充充满满的有了他的话。
Then we can see very clearly how our Lord Jesus Christ died for us.
那我们可以很清楚的看到耶稣基督是如何的为我们舍命。
So when he proclaimed that he is the good shepherd.
所以当他这里讲到他是好牧人。
And why was he a good shepherd?
为什么他是好牧人呢？
Because he gave his life for the sheep.
因为他为羊群舍命。
Not because people want to take this life from him.
并不是这些人想要把他的生命夺走。
But willingly he gave his life for us.
但呢他愿意。来为我们牺牲他的生命。
So that's why in verse 17.
所以在第十七节。
He said, "Therefore, my Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it again."
所以十七节，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。
And then verse 18.
第十八节。
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father.
Okay, 第十八节，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍去，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
This is very different from ordinary death.
这个跟一般所谓的死是不一样的。
You can see, for example, during the communists in Cambodia.
那我们可以看到，在 柬埔寨的那里的共产党。
You can see that during that time, many parents died for their children.
我们看到很多的父母亲为他们的子女而舍命。
I see, not because they wanted to.
并不是他们愿意。
Because the communists killed them.
那因为这些共产党
But our Lord Jesus Christ,
就把他们给杀了。但是我们的耶稣基督
He has the power not to give his life, and he has the power to give his life. This is very important.
那我们的耶稣基督呢，他有这个权利，他有这个权柄来舍他的命。
Why?
这是很重要的。
Because he knows when he gives his life.
因为他知道他是在为我们而舍命。
He'll be able to take it up again.
那他也能够把这个再取回来。
That's why he's a great shepherd.
那也因此他是很好的跑牧人。
Because he has his whole plan to save mankind.
因为他有这样子的一个计划来拯救全人类。
Because if our Lord Jesus Christ only died for us,
如果我们的耶稣基督只是为我们而死，
our life would be in vain.
那我们的生命就是枉然。
Not only that he died for us, he resurrected for us.
那他死之外，他为我们而复活。
And not only that he resurrected for us, he will come back for us.
那不仅仅是他复活。他也会再为我们而回来。
This is so wonderful.
那这是非常的美好的。
So that's why a good shepherd would give his life for the sheep.
所以好的牧人会为他的羊群而舍命。
We remember when the movie Passion of Christ.
那我们知道有一个电影是耶稣受难记。
Many people were touched by that movie.
那很多人为这个电影而流泪。
But if you look closely at this movie.
但我们如果仔细的来看这个电影
，They only pretty much describe the physical suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那他仅仅叙述了耶稣基督他肉体上所受的苦难。
They show a lot of bloodshed.
那他当然演出了非常多流血的画面。
Of course, during the time that Lord Jesus Christ went through all this, must be very painful.
那我们知道耶稣基督他经过这样子的一个过程是非常的痛苦的。
But the time that he was flogged, the time he was beaten, he never said anything.
那当他在受到这种种的刑罚，他什么也没有说。
But only when he was on the cross.
但他在十字架的时候。
When God departed from him.
当神离去了他。
Then he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他说，我的父，我的父，你为什么离弃我
？Because during that time he tasted the spiritual death for every single one of us.
但因为在那个时候，他尝到了死的滋味。
This is something no one can do in this world.
那这是任何一个人在世上都没有办法做到的。
Because no one is without sin.
因为每一个人都有罪。
Because if we are not without sin, we cannot taste the death and redeem mankind for ourselves.
那如果你没有罪，那你就没有办法来尝这种死的滋味，那也没有办法来赎罪。
So that's why when we look at the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们看到主耶稣基督为我们而死。
Actually, physically, many people suffer as you know, just like he suffered.
其实，在世上很多人就像他一样，受到身体上的煎熬。
But spiritually,
但在属灵上
，no one can suffer the way he suffered.
没有人能够经过他所为我们所受的这样子的苦。
Because when God left him.
因为当神离弃他的时候
，this is the time that he carried the sin of mankind on his shoulders.
因为他肩负着所有全人类的罪。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ, he's very special to us.
所以因此我们的主耶稣基督对我们是非常的特别。
He is a good shepherd.
那他是好牧人。
A good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
那他会愿意为他的羊群而舍命。
So that's why for us in the church.
那对我们来说，今天在教会。
If we are leader of the church.
如果我们是教会里领导的人。
We also must have this kind of attitude.
我们必须有同样的态度。
Willing to give life for the sheep.
我们愿意来为羊群来舍命。
Willing to give life for our brothers and sisters.
那愿意为我们的弟兄姐妹来舍命。
Actually, for myself, I have not reached this far yet.
那当然，我自己个人到现在可能还没有到这样的境界。
Maybe it's only one person I can give my life to. That is for my wife.
或许这世上只有一个人我愿意来为他舍命，那就是我的太太。
Because I have not been perfected in the love of Christ yet.
因为我还没有得到像神像耶稣这样子的完全的爱。
So because of this, for me to give my life to every single one of you, I have not reached that point yet.
所以说，愿意为所有的各位来舍命，可能我现在还没有到达这样的境界。
But this is the goal.
但这是一个目标。
That we must reach to the end days.
那在末日的时候，我们必须要能够达到这样子的一个境界。
Because to the end days, all we have is one another.
因为在末日的时候，我们所拥有的就是我们 我们自己
and
跟所有的人
and the enemies will be all surround us
那敌人会环绕着我们
and then if you don't work together
如果我们不一起同心协力
but on the end days we can't help but to work together
那所以在末日的时候没有其他的办法能够拯救我们
and
我们必须要互相帮助
that every single one of us willing to give our lives to one another
那我也希望我也深信在最后我们能够愿意为其他的人而舍命
and also read verse 14
我们请看第十四节
John chapter 10 verse 14
约翰福音第十章第十四节
I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep and I known by my own
第十四节我是好牧人我认识我的羊我的羊也认识我
This is another characteristic of a good shepherd
那这是另外一个好牧人的一个特色
He know his sheep
他认识他的羊群
So this means our Lord Jesus Christ every single day guide us and know us by name
那每一天我们的主耶稣基督知道我们是谁，也知道我们的名字。
You know, God tells us that every hair that falls from my head, He knows.
所以耶稣基督说，每一个
every hair that falls from my head, He knows.
因为我们每个人头上有多少的头发，他都数算过。
And every hair on our head, He can number.
所有的头发他都知道那他也都数算过
So this means he's guiding us very closely
所以他是非常紧紧的来领导我们
Just like in the book of Psalm it said every tear we shed he put our tears into a bottle
那就像在诗篇说的我们所有的眼泪他都用罐子帮我们收藏起来
Because he is the good shepherd
因为他是好牧人
Everything that happened in our life he's the one that guides us in leading us
那所有发生的各式各样的事情，他是领导我们的牧人。
Because he knows us，
因为他认识我们。
Every single one of us，
我们每一个人。
Just like when I first received the Holy Spirit，
就像我当时初初领受到圣灵。
And at the time I did not know God，
我并不认识神。
But he knows me，
但他知道我。
When he told me Vudi get up and pray，
但当他告诉我 Vudi 起来祷告。
And I was completely amazed。
我在那时候是非常的惊讶。
All this time, God knows who I am.
因为经过这么长的时间，其实神他是认识我，也知道我的。
Just like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, the man who showed up stature.
撒该，这个就是身材短小的这个税吏。
You can see that during time he yearned to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道他试着要来看耶稣。
So during that time, because he was short of stature, he needed to run and climb up the tree.
因为他个子小。所以他想要爬到树上来看耶稣。
Remember, he's a chief tax collector.
我们知道他是税吏长。
This means he's a sinner.
那也表示他是罪人。
But Jesus knows him by his name.
但耶稣知道他的名字。
By calling him, Zacchaeus, come down today. I must stay at your house.
所以耶稣对他说：“撒该，你快下来，我今天要住在你的家里。”
How much more he would know us as his sheep?
那还有其他更多的事，耶稣需要知道我们吗？
But if we truly know that he's a good shepherd,
如果我们真的知道他是好牧人
then also we will know him.
那我们也会认识他。
Actually, many of us as Christians, we do not really know who Jesus is.
我们在做很多是基督徒，或许我们对耶稣并没有很深刻的了解。
In our church, the younger generation, their foundation is very weak.
那很多的年轻人，他们信仰的根基比较薄弱。
Quite often, they get deceived very easily.
那他们也很容易的就受到欺蒙。
Just go on the Facebooks of a younger generation.
我有一次看到了一个年轻人他的这个Facebook.
And why do we know they do not know God?
我们怎么知道他不认识神呢？
Because the thing that they post on Facebook is not edifying.
因为我看到他们在 Facebook 上面所写的并不能够荣耀神。
Sometimes they curse, they swear, and using God's name in vain.
那有的时候看到他们写一些脏话，写一些不尊重的话，那也用了神的名字。
And sometimes they put videos dancing, you know, very, you know, provocatively, and you know, it's just not decent at all as a Christian.
那有的时候我也看到了，在他们的 Facebook 里头放了一些非常煽情的一些录影片。
But if we know the God to be worshipped.
如果我们知道神是我们必须要来崇拜的
We know that he's a good shepherd.
我们知道他是好牧人
And then we must do what we need to do that is to please him.
我们必须要做能够取悦他的事情
And then as a good shepherd.
因为他是好牧人
And then verse 16.
我们请看第十六节
Chapter 10 verse 16.
第十章第十六节
And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
Before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
在耶稣基督升天之前，
He commanded his disciples, go and preach the gospel to all the nations.
他告诉他的门徒要到世界各地来宣传福音。
So this task is also upon every single one of us.
那同样的这个使命今天也落在我们每一个人的身上。
We must go out and preach the gospel.
我们必须走出去来宣传神主耶稣基督的福音。
But indirectly,
但是间接的呢？
God is the one that will fight for us.
神是会为我们来征战的。
He will bring the one that he wants to come to this fold.
那他会把那些羊群从外头给带进来。
Just like in the book of Acts.
就像在使徒行传里。
Throughout the whole book of Acts, God was the one that's working.
那整卷使徒行传的经卷，我们看到了神是如何的带领所有的这些外邦人来信主。
When the 3,000 were baptized, God was working.
那三千人的受洗，神他是他自己来行这些工。
When the 5,000 were baptized, God was working.
那五千人受洗也是神他的工。
When the gospel was preached to Samaria, God was working.
所以这些都是从神他自己所行出来的工。
When the gospel was preached to Cornelius' household, God was working.
所以哥尼流他的得到福音而受洗，这也是神的灵的带的做工。
So throughout the whole book of Acts, God was working.
整卷《使徒行传》，我们看到了神的灵、神的工。
Just like he said here, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold.
那就像这里所说，有一些羊群，它并不是这圈的羊。
So and we will bring them to this fold.
但呢，他会把这些羊带进来。
But nevertheless, we must be the vessel that God will use to bring these people.
那我们现在必须要成为神可以使用的器皿，来带领这些人。
But not everybody gonna believe.
并不是每一个人都有办法相信神。
Even during Jesus' ministry, not everyone come to believe in him, even though he have such great wisdom to preach the gospel.
就像耶稣他本人，他所行、他所传的福音的过程当中，并不是所有他接触到的人都来相信他。
Look at verse 26.
我们来看第26节。
John chapter 10, verse 26.
我们看26节。
But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you.
第26节，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。
The reason people not believe because they are not God's sheep.
那些不相信他的人是因为他们并不是他的羊。
Because in verse 27 say, my sheep hear my voice.
27节说，我的羊听我的声音。
And I know them.
我也认识他们。
And they follow me.
那他们跟着我。
And he will give them eternal life.
那他耶稣会给他们永生。
And they shall never perish.
那他们永远不至于灭
亡。And no one can take them out of the hand of God.
所以也没有人能够把他们从耶稣的手里夺走。
So that's why when we go out and preach the gospel,
所以当我们出去传福音的时候，
we must have this kind of attitude.
我们必须有这样子的态度。
We do our best to show people love, and we do our best to preach the gospel to them.
我们要尽我们所能来展现出我们的爱，还有我们要能够尽所能来传耶稣的福音。
But if they do not believe, we should not take it so personal.
但他们不信的时候，我们不要全部来怪罪在自己的身上。
Maybe it's not the right timing.
或许这个时间还不到。
Maybe they don't belong to Jesus.
或许他们不是属于神的。
Not because Jesus did not want them.
并不是耶稣不要他们。
But they just refuse to believe.
因为他们拒绝来接受耶稣。
I remember one time I was in Boston.
我记得我在波士顿的时候。
And this during the winter time is quite cold.
那个时候是冬天，所以非常的寒冷。
And we ran a worship place in the basement.
那我们在一个地下室来聚会。
And during lunchtime, we never ever go outside.
那在午餐的时候，我们都没有到外头去。
Only during the summertime.
只有在夏天的时候。
Because the winter time is too cold.
因为冬天太寒冷了。
But that afternoon, for some reason, this brother and I, we just like, oh, let's go outside to eat.
那天不知道为什么有一个弟兄就跟我说，让我们到外头去吃饭。
We just saying it's so cold outside, but like, oh, let's go get some fresh air.
就好像说这个外头这么的冷，不过要我们去外头去得一点这个新鲜的空气。
So we put a coat on, our gloves on.
所以我们把这个外套穿了，戴上手套。
And we went outside and start eat lunch.
那我们到外头来吃午餐。
And while we're eating, there's a man walk by.
那在我们吃饭的时候，有一个人刚好经过。
We look at him.
我们看着他。
We just say hi.
我们就跟他打了招呼。
Say hi.
那他也说 hi.
What are you guys doing?
他说你们在做什么
Like, oh, we have church services.
说哦、oh, 我们正好有一个教会的聚会
He's like, oh, what are you guys going to do this afternoon?
他说哦、oh, 那你们今天下午要做什么呢
Oh, I say we have singing, hymn singing this afternoon.
他说哦、oh, 我们下午要来、一些分享诗歌
And he said, I love to sing.
他说哦、oh, 我很喜欢唱诗
He said, come to join us.
他说哦、oh, 那我们就说哎、那你要不要来跟我们一起
6 months later, he was baptized.
那六个月之后呢，他受了洗。
And now I went to Boston last week, and I saw him. We talk about this. It's really God's mercy.
所以这次我六个月以前我回到这个波士顿，那我跟他们一起来聊这个事情，我们真的是体验到这个是神的怜悯。
He's been in church over 5 years now already.
那这个人已经在这个弟兄已经在教会超过5年了。
And this man, he's American born Chinese.、Right?
那这个人呢，他是在美国出生的中国人。
And he grew up in New York.
那他在纽约长大。
And he was one of the leaders of the gang in New York. Leaders of the gang in New York.
他是纽约的帮会的一个领导。
And because he was going about to get killed, so he escaped from New York and hid himself in the Boston area.
所以因为他在纽约那个时候有人要来杀他所以他逃到波士顿
This man he did so much drugs that has no hair left、right? He did so much drugs that he has no hair left、right?
所以因为他用了很多的药所以他都已经没有头发了
And physically he has so many problems
那他身体有很多的一些疾病
And he starts smoking since he's 9 years old
那他在9岁就开始抽烟
But now he doesn't smoke anymore
那现在呢他不再抽烟
Because God loved this brother
因为神是非常的怜爱这个弟兄
Because from the beginning he always tried to quit the smoke
那因为从很久以前他就一直试着要来戒烟
But because he'd been smoking for so long it's so difficult for him to stop smoking
但因为他已经抽了这么久时间的烟他没有办法容易的戒掉
But when he prayed because he had the Holy Spirit
那因为他祷告的时候他得到了圣灵
God keep telling him you must stop smoking
神一直告诉他你必须要戒烟
But he still cannot do it
但他还是没有办法做到
So one day he was walking
但有一天他在走路
And he fell and cracked his lips
他觉得他的这个嘴唇有点破
And this is the sign that he holds his cigarette on his lips, right? He holds cigarette on the lips so he cracked it so he cannot hold it anymore
所以因为就是你抽烟抽太多的时候 Crack his lips
Yeah, he split his lips open
Okay.
Yeah, crack his lip. He split his lips open.
所以因为他抽烟，所以他的这个嘴唇就是破裂。
And then what did he do?
那他做了什么事呢
？He didn't stop smoking.
他还是没有停止。
He moved the cigarette to the other side. Why of his?
所以虽然他的嘴唇已经一边破裂，可是他并没有因此而停止抽烟。那他就换到另外一边，用另外一边的嘴唇来抽烟。
Then guess what happened?
那猜猜看，再来发生什么事
？He fell again and cracked the lip on this side.
所以他又再一次的跌倒。所以他连另外一边的嘴唇也破了。
Then he realized God really want him to stop smoking.
所以后来他知道哦，神真的要他来戒烟。
So thank God, I think about 3 years now he doesn't smoke anymore. Right? It's quite amazing.
所以现在已经3年了，他到现在都还没有在抽烟。
So from the beginning, this man belonged to this fold.
所以从一开始的时候，这个人他是属于这个羊群的。
The chances for us to go out eat lunch outside in the winter time is almost impossible.
那从我们来想想看，就是在外头严寒的冬天，去找到这样子一个人，这个是几率是非常小的。
But there's also a true seek in Sacramento.
那也还有在Sacramento 那里有一个慕道者。
No, we call him he's a professional true seeker.
我们一直讲说他是一个职业级的一个慕道者。
He knows our basic belief more than our members.
他对我们的基本信仰 and, 知道的熟悉的程度胜过我们自己的 信徒
that he's a prophet.
那他自己宣称他是先知
and he has written 2 books already it's published now out there
那他甚至已经出版了2本书
of course he's this man he come to our church but the only thing he cannot believe is speaking in tongue
那当然他来到我们教会可是他没有办法做到的就是说方言
so one time I was in Hawaii
有一次我在夏威夷
I received a phone call from one of the members
那我接到了一个信徒的电话
That is in Sacramento A council member from Sacramento
那其实是Sacramento 教会的职务人员
And he was really excited
那他非常的高兴
He said it's true seeker he wanted to be baptized
他说这位慕道者他现在想要受洗了
And he asked the brother why does he want to be baptized
所以他问说为什么他想要受洗呢
Because a doctor diagnosed him with cancer
哦，他说因为现在医生说他有癌症。
So he wanted to be baptized.
所以他现在想要受洗了。
And it's like, okay, we'll pray about it.
那我就说好，那我们会为他来祷告。
Then I, after Hawaii, then I went back to California.
但后来在夏威夷之后呢，我回到了加州。
Then I went to visit him in hospital.
所以我到了医院来探访他。
And all of a sudden he said, oh, I changed my mind, I don't want to be baptized anymore.
可是那时候他跟我说，哦，我改变主意了，我现在不要受洗了。
And we ask him why.
我们说为什么呢？
We say because the doctor told him this cancer is not unto death, so you don't need to be baptized.
因为他说，哦，医生才刚刚告诉我，我这个癌症啊不至于死，所以我想我现在不需要受洗了。
And during this time, we keep preaching to him, preaching to him.
所以在这段时间之内，我们一直不断的来跟他传福音。
Even though the doctor told him his cancer would not lead to death, but you look at his physical body became skinnier and skinnier.
虽然医生告诉他说他现在这个癌症的情况并不至于死，可是我们看到他的身体是越来越瘦弱。
But this time, every time we visit him, we cannot preach the gospel to him anymore.
但那时候我们去探访他的时候，我们没有办法再传福音给他。
He just don't want to hear it.
因为他不要听。
So the last time I went to visit him,
那所以最后一次我去看他的时候，
we kneel down and pray together.
我们跪下来祷告。
And he started to speak in tongue.
那他开始说方言。
And all of a sudden he stopped.
那后来就停止。
He just doesn't want to believe it.
因为他不要相信。
Because during the time, if he spoke in tongue, this means all the time he'd argue against us that, you know, receiving the Holy Spirit not speaking in tongue, this means he's wrong. So this means his pride would be, you know, depleted from him.
所以因为这么长时间，当我们跟他谈福音，讲到说方言的事情，他不相信。所以虽然他现在能说方言，可是他还是控制下来，他不愿意接受。
This true seeker is about 6'4", right? He's like this big, this tall.
他这个慕道者是差不多6'4", 他是非常高的。
And the last time I went to visit him, he was so skinny.
那上次我去看他的时候，他是多非常非常的瘦。
He was all skin and bones.
因为他只剩下皮包骨了。
And we encourage him, you must get baptized.
所以我们告诉他，你必须要受洗。
But he still refused.
但他还是拒绝。
So I went to Hawaii.
所以我到了夏威夷。
Only about 5 days later.
在五天之后
this true seeker passed away.
那这个慕道者呢他就过世
了。 And for us, oh, we feel so hurt.
那我们觉得非常的伤痛。
Because he's a good friend of us.
因为他是一个很好的朋友。
And we just, you know, we for 5-6 years already we know one another.
那因为经过这个5-6年的时间，我们已经对他有相当程度的认识。
But he just cannot believe in the baptism.
但他就是不愿意相信受洗。
Actually, if he belonged to our Lord Jesus Christ,
其实他是属于耶稣的羊。
He will hear his voice.
他听得到他的声音。
So that's why when we go out and preach the gospel.
所以我们在外头传福音的时候。
We our duty is to preach the gospel only.
所以我们是对这些慕道的人来传福音。
The result is up to God.
但结果是看神。
It's not up to us.
并不是由我们来
决定的。We do our best to preach the gospel.
我们尽我们所能来传福音。
But we know God will give the increase.
但神是促成这个功达成的。
So Jesus is a good shepherd.
所以耶稣是好牧人。
He died for all mankind.
他为全人类而受死。
He want everybody want to come to be saved.
他要所有的人能够得到拯救。
But not everybody is willing or want to be saved.
但并不是所有的人愿意被拯救。
So we should not take evangelism to be too personal.
但我们不要因为这样子而把事情都归罪到我们自己身上。
Let's see the book of Hebrews.
我们来看希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews.
请看希伯来书。
Chapter 13.
希伯来书第13章。
Hebrew chapter 13.
希伯来书13章。
Verse 20.
请看第20节。
Hebrew chapter 13 verse 20 and verse 21.
希伯来书13章20到21节。
Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of our everlasting covenant, verse 21,
21节
make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing to his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
第20节，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，21节，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远，阿们。
We can see in these two verses describe that our Lord Jesus Christ, he's not only a good shepherd, but he's a great shepherd.
在这里提到我们的主耶稣基督，他并不是仅仅是好牧人，他是大牧人。
A good shepherd died for his sheep.
那好的牧人会为羊群而舍命。
A great shepherd resurrect for his sheep.
那大牧人会为他的羊群而复活。
So that's why there's many religion out there.
那现在有很多的宗教。
Yes, they can proclaim this person died for them, that person died for them, but no one ever claimed there's a person resurrect for them.
我们或许会说，哦，这个人为这个人死，或者是这个伟大的人为什么人死？可是我们从来没有听到说他为他的信徒而复活。
Because they cannot.
因为他们做不到。
Because they are not God.
因为他们并不是神。
But Jesus resurrected for every single one of us.
但耶稣为我们所有的人而复活。
That's why he's a great shepherd.
所以因此他是
伟大的牧人。So when he resurrected for us,
所以他为我们而复活。
Then now the things that we do in this world.
所以现在我们在世上所行的事
，it become meaningful，
所有的事都变成有意义。
The reason we go to school is for our Lord Jesus Christ。
所以我们到了学校，这也是为了我们的主耶稣基督。
The reason we work hard is for our Lord Jesus Christ。
所以我们在工作的地方努力工作，也是为了我们主耶稣基督。
The reason we can bring up our children to be godly children is for our Lord Jesus Christ。
所以我们抚养我们的小孩成为敬畏神的子女，这也是为了我们的主耶稣基督。
Because when our Lord Jesus Christ resurrect for us。
因为主耶稣基督为我们而复活。
He makes every work that we do on this earth to become complete.
所以他让我们所有在世上所做的事成为完全。
And he will guide us to do his will.
那他也会带领我们来遵行他的旨意。
He worked in us what is pleasing in the sight of God.
所以我们所行的事会在他眼里得到喜悦。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
You can see many people in the world, the reason they work is for money.
我们看到很多的人在世上做事，他们是为了要赚钱。
But we as a chosen people of God.
那我们是神的选民。
The reason we work is to glorify the name of God.
我们做事的原因是我们要来取悦神，来尊归荣耀给他。
Hoping at work we can win soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以希望我们所做的事情能够让神的名得到荣耀。
And the same thing when we go to school.
那一样我们到学校。
Hoping through our schooling we can bring friends.To the church.
所以我们到学校是希望能够在学校能够带领我们的同学我们的朋友到归于主的名下。
Because when we have this kind of attitude toward life, then our life become more meaningful.
所以我们有这样的态度，我们的生活变成更加的有意义。
You can see many people in the world.
我们看到世上有很多的人。
They try to become famous and to have a lot of money.
我们看很多人，他们希望在世上，享有各样的名誉，能够赚很多的钱。
If we have this kind of attitude,
如果我们有这样的态度
，then this means we just like the people in the world.
那表示我们就像一般世上的人一样。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to be rich.
那当然，有钱并不一定是有什么样的错。
There's plenty of rich people in the Bible.
那在圣经上记载了很多有钱人。
And we have many brothers and sisters who are wealthy also.
我们也有很多的弟兄姐妹是有富裕的生活。
But that is not our goal.
但那不是我们的目标。
Our goal is to be rich in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的目标是要在主里面
享有富裕。That everything we do to please Him.
那我们所做的事情都是要来取悦他。
And that's the only way that our life can become more complete.
这也是唯一能够让我们的生命更加的完全的一个方式。
Now for the last several months, I travel quite a lot.
在过去几个月，我常常的旅游。
Just the last 3 months, I went to Hawaii.
那上个月我到了夏威夷。
I went to Seattle.
那我也去了西雅图。
To Vancouver.
那我也去了温哥华。
And then I went to Australia.
那我去了澳洲。
Then I went back to Hawaii.
那后来我再回到了夏威夷。
So during this time, I was so exhausted.
所以我是非常的疲惫。
And I thought to myself,
所以我告诉我自己
，Why am I doing all these things?
为什么我要做这些这么多的事情呢
？Is it for money?
是为了钱吗
？Of course not, right? It's not for money.
当然不是为了钱。
Right? If you see the pastor's salary is quite, I don't know what it is, but it's quite little.
所以如果你看到这个传道的薪水，你可能会很讶异，因为传道的薪水实在是不高。
Is it because I want to get away from my wife?
那是因为我想要离开我的太太吗
？Of course not.
当然也不是。
Actually, the only reason I'm doing all this is for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那所有我做这么多的事情的原因是为了主耶稣基督。
Because he died for me.
因为他为我而死。
Because he resurrected for me.
他为我而复活。
So because of this, I have the hope to live in this life.
所以因为这样的原因，我在世上的生活有指望。
Even though sometimes I can get very tired from traveling because I hate traveling.
那虽然有时候这些旅游，这些旅行。 是非常的让我精神上、身体上疲劳。
Almost every time I fly and I land, and then I have a migraine headache. Almost, you know, every time.
那每一次这个飞机的起降，都让我有这个偏头痛。
And I really do not like to fly.
那我真的不喜欢坐飞机。
But that's why sometimes brother and sister, Vudi, you're in the wrong, you know, you're in the wrong, you know, you are past it. It's the wrong field you're in, right? You travel a lot of time.
那有时候有一些弟兄姐妹他会跟我说呀这个 Woody 你可能选错了这个你的职业
But I love what I do
但是呢我喜欢我所做的事情
Because what I do is the only thing that is meaningful in my life
因为我现在做的事情是唯一让我觉得在世上有意义的事情
Of course sometimes it's not easy
但有时候并不是容易的
But most of the time it's very joyful
但大部分的时间我得到了很多
的喜乐 So our Lord Jesus Christ not only died for us
所以我们的耶稣基督不仅仅是为我们而死他也为我们而复活
Let's turn to 1 Peter
我们请看彼得前书
1 Peter chapter 5
彼得前书第一章
Verse 2 to verse 4
彼得前书第一章
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2 to verse 4
彼得前书第一章第二到第四节
Verse
2第二节
Shepherd the flock of God which is among youserving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Verse 3.
第三节
Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but be an example to the flock. Verse 4.
第四节
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. So we can see in this 3 chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 to verse 4.
Sorry. So 彼得前书第五章第二到第三节第二到第四节
So we can see from verse 2 to verse 4 talk about that Jesus is a chief shepherd.
So 我们这里提到耶稣是第五章
Chapter 5 verse 4 The chief shepherd.
Okay. 第五章第四节这里提到 Chapter 5 verse 4
Yes, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4 It says he's a chief shepherd.
Okay. 所以第五章第四节说他是牧长、yes. 牧羊人的这个羊他是牧长
So what does a chief shepherd do?
所以这个职位是做什么的呢
He will come back for his sheep
他会为他的羊群而回来
This is so important、right?
这是很重要的
Because if Jesus only died for us
因为耶稣如果只是为我们死
If Jesus only resurrected for us
所以耶稣如果只是为我们复
活 Then we do not need to worship him
所以我们不需要来敬畏他
If Jesus only ascended to heaven and never going to come back then what is the point to worship Jesus
所以如果耶稣他只是升天可是没有再为我们回来那这些都没有意义了
You can see Confucius
我们看孔子
They can never say they will come back to take us with them
我们从来没有听说过孔子他会再回来那来带我们一起回去
And just like Muhammad
就好像穆罕默德
He cannot say he will die and resurrected and come back for his people.
他也没有说他会为他的人他的信徒死为他的信徒复活或者是带他的信徒到其他的地方去
Because they cannot.
因为他做不到
Because they are not God.
因为他们都不是神
But our Lord Jesus Christ planned this from the beginning.
但我们的主耶稣基督从起初就已经有这样的计划
To die for us.
为我们而死
To resurrect for us.
为我们而复活
Ascended to heaven for us.
那能够升天
and come back for us.
那也为我们而回来
So that's why for those of us who are serving him,
所以我们这些来服侍他的人
we must not do it because of you know, our own selfishness.
所以我们来服并不是出自于我们的自私
or not by compulsion.
也并不是一种一时的激动
But the reason we do because from a willing heart.
而我们来做这些服侍的工作是因为我们有愿做的心
And we do it not because we want to gain something.
那我们这样的服侍也并不是为了要得到什么
But we do because we love our Lord Jesus Christ
那我们做这些事是为了我们对主耶稣基督的爱
So that's why we have to be an example for one another
所以我们必须要成为彼此的榜样
Especially for the old generation
那尤其对一些比较年纪大的
Be an example for the younger generation
那必须要成为我们年轻人的榜样
So the young generation will look at us to see Jesus inside of us
所以这些年轻的人可以从我们身上看到我们如何的服侍如何的爱主耶稣基督
Just like Abraham and Isaac Abraham and Isaac
就好像亚伯拉罕跟以撒
During this time God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac for him
那个时候神要亚伯拉罕来奉献来献上以撒
And as they on their way to the mountain Moriah
那在他们上这个山的时候
It took 3 days to get there
有三天的这个路程。
Why was it 3 days?
为什么是三天呢？
Because I'm sure that God did not want Abraham to sacrifice his son because of compulsion.
那他要确定亚伯拉罕他献上以撒纯粹是一时的这个激动。
During these 3 days, he must have really a lot of time to think.
所以三天的时间可以让他冷静下来，好好的思考。
And why did he go? Allow him to go to the mountain Moriah?
但为什么要必须要到这个山上呢？
Because Moriah means the bitterness of the Lord.
因为这个山的名字是表示这个神是苦的。
And of course, Abraham must knew this.
那当然，亚伯拉罕他一定已经知道这一点。
For him to sacrifice Isaac, God is also very painful.
那当然，为了要让亚伯拉罕来献上自己的爱子，这对他来说是非常痛苦的。
See when Abraham and Isaac walk together.
那我们看到亚伯拉罕和以撒同行。
Then he put the wood on Isaac's back.
那他把这个木材放在以撒的身上。
But Isaac asked his father.
所以以撒问他的父亲。
Father, this is fire.
那他说
There's a fire in your hand.
他说这个我们有了这个火。
And this wood.
有这个木头木料。
Where's the burnt offering? Where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
那我们献祭的这个动物在哪里呢？
And all Abraham to say, God will provide.
所以亚伯拉罕对以撒的回答是神会提供。
Then Isaac just believed in Abraham.
所以以撒就这样子的相信。
And trust in Abraham.
那他也信任。
Why? Because the Bible described that Abraham and his hand had fire and knife.
所以圣经上形容亚伯拉罕的手上有刀子也有火。
That fire and knife can represent the word of God and the spirit of God.
所以这个表示了神的话跟神的灵。
So that's why when the younger generation look at us as the older generation.
所以这个表示在我们现在年轻的一辈来看我们的年长的一辈。
If they see that we are filled with the Spirit of God.
那他们要看到我们是受到神的灵充满的。
And if we see that we are filled with the Word of God.
他们也要从我们身上看到我们是敬畏神所说的话。
And for sure they will see Jesus live inside of us.
那也希望他们从我们身上可以看到耶稣在我们的身上。
So that's why Peter said here, shepherd the flock of God which are among you. Verse 2, First Peter chapter 5, verse 2.
我们请看第二节，彼得前书第五章第二节。
Because this is our duty.
因为这是我们的职责。
We must pass our faith to the younger generation.
我们必须把我们的信仰向下传递。
And the younger generation must have the faith to accept this faith.
那我们的年轻的一代也必须要有这样子的信心。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is not only the good shepherd.
所以我们的主耶稣基督并不是一个好牧人而已。
That died for his sheep.
那他为我们而死。
He also is a great shepherd.
那他也是大牧人。
That he resurrected and ascended to heaven for his sheep.
因为他为了他的群羊而复活。
And he also a chief shepherd.
那他也是牧长。
He will come back to take every single one of us to be with him.
因为他会回来带领所有的信他的人来一起与他同去。
Why? Because he is a true and living God.
为什么呢？因为他是真活的神。
So may God continue to bless all of us.
所以愿意神继续不断的来祝福我们。
If we have time, continue to study the seven I Am's of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果我们有机会一起来详读耶稣所说的七个我是。
Because we've only been studying with one another the first four.
因为我们现在只有时间来一起查考第一个到第四个。
Because after this one, he proclaimed he is a resurrection and life.
因为在这之后呢，他说他是复活，他是生命。
That he is the way, the truth, and the life.
那他是道路、真理、生命。
That he is a true vine.
那他是真葡萄树。
So God, may God bless all of you.
愿神祝福所有的一位。
And always open your heart and your mind to understand that the God we worship is a true and living God.
所以希望神能够开启我们的心眼，让我们真的能够相信神是又真又活的神。
So because of this, we must present ourselves completely.
所以这个因为这样才能够让我们得到完全。
That is in body, soul, and spirit.
所以让我们的灵魂体。
So we can be righteous in front of Him.
所以我们在他面前都能够成为公义与正直。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
请大家一起同心默祷。